Debussy's Children's Corner Suite and Angela Hewitt with a section of it there. You're with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore, and time for our daily look at arts and culture. The Toronto Jewish Film Festival is dedicated to using the power of film to connect, engage, and inspire diverse audiences about the unique and varied stories of Jewish life and culture from Canada and beyond. And the Toronto Jewish Film Festival is now in its 28th year, and it's a unique festival in 2020, to be sure. For the first time in its history, TJFF is screening in two parts earlier this past spring, and now the second installment arriving tomorrow online. The hope, of course, had been to have a theater setting by now, but the offerings remain superb. TJFF 2020 Online is Ontario-wide this time around as well, running tomorrow through Sunday, November 1st. This fall, there's a film for everybody. Food, music, romance, adventure, drama, sports, political stories, LGBTQ, and civil rights movements, all covered. The complete festival program is available now at tjff.com. Joining us with a preview of TJFF 2020 Part 2 is Helen Zuckerman, Festival co-founder and artistic director. Welcome. Great to be with you.
Hi there. Nice to be with.
Helen, it's been important for me, I'm sure you as well, to keep up with the big offerings of arts organizations during this pandemic. And it's been a little easier in some ways as if we take the time to get involved. Tell us about your feelings about the importance of film and art in this moment and Where you're sitting with that right now?
Well, I hope I don't get too emotional because it always makes me a little bit emotional about the importance of arts. You know, it's always hard to raise money for the arts, but these last few months have made it an escape for us. I mean, I don't know what a lot of us would have done if we couldn't put on a film, listen to something, music, or watch dance or something like that.
Absolutely.
And I hope that when this is over, whatever normalcy takes place, that we remember how the arts saved us and put some joy into our lives that were so, you know, hard to live some days. So I hope we don't forget about that, because I certainly didn't. I was always a fan of the arts, but I didn't realize how much I needed to be rescued until the last 6 or 7 months.
I mean, I think in some way we get involved, many people anyway, get involved with the arts almost every day right now. So here we have this fantastic opportunity to do so again, a film festival at our fingertips. The opening night film, so to speak, is tomorrow. It is Sublet. And this looks to be a story about being open to new ideas and maybe a love letter to Tel Aviv as well.
Right. And it's a beautifully done in Tel Aviv, the picturesque city. It's about a travel writer who comes from New York to write a travel piece, and he has sublet this apartment from this young man, and he arrives there, and the man is still there. Mess. So they decide that they're going to share the apartment anyway, and he's going to be his guide in Tel Aviv. And it's a lovely friendship that, you know, you always can be open to new ideas and new thoughts.
I like that very much.
Yeah.
Now, if we were to watch Sublet tomorrow night, what do we do from, let's just say we're hearing about the festival right now, how do we get involved?
You go to tjff.com. It's going to be available for 48 hours. So even though it starts during the day, and you go to tjff.com, you buy a ticket, a household ticket, they give you a voucher, and then you redeem it, you go in, and you can watch it at any time.
I love it. You're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. We're sharing a few choice picks from the Toronto Jewish Film Festival, entering part two of its 2020 offerings. Founder and artistic director Helen Zuckerman is on the line. Tell us about Army of Lovers in the Holy Land. This is
so
your centerpiece film at TJFF this year.
It's so much fun. It's about this crazy rock band in Sweden who if you like ABBA, you know, it's just a wonderful...
Who doesn't love ABBA?
Yeah, it's such a crazy, wonderful film. But the chief decides that he wants to rediscover his roots and go to Israel. So it's a whole, you know, your relationship thing. But it's so much fun. And the reason we're playing it, it's one of my favorites, is that it's not a film that you would expect to see at a Jewish film festival.
Okay.
You know, people have a concept of what a Jewish film festival has. And so we'd like to sort of break that once in a while and show something
I think that's important for a festival to think beyond its limits. And Army of Lovers in the Holy Land, that might be the perfect choice for you. A little closer to home, a story of Jewish culture in Quebec, Montreal, Outremont.
Yes.
And this is what Eric Scott is shining a light on. Tell us about this.
Well, it's a kind of one of the reasons I picked it as one of my favorites is that it's about dialogue. It's about not making assumptions about the other.
Right.
You know, the French Canadians lived with the Hasidim, and one of the things that the French Canadians thought about was they don't respect us, the men, they don't look at us, they don't respect us, so we can't talk to them. What they didn't understand was that the men are not, Orthodox men are not supposed to interact with women, and they're not supposed to look at them in the face. So it was when women got involved in the dialogue and explained that, that things started to change. And it just shows that you need to talk, especially in these days of what's going on, you need to talk to each other and get things straight instead of making assumptions about the other.
Absolutely true. Outremont and Hasidim, and you can rent that or stream it as part of the festival. We have time to profile a couple more here. Picture of His Life looks great. So does Shared Legacies. Where do you want to steer us here?
Oh, well, Picture of His Life is a very famous Israeli photographer. I think he's working on his bucket list. And his dream is to swim with the polar bears and take a picture. And he goes to the Canadian Arctic, and he... I'm not going to tell you what happened.
Right.
It's stunningly beautifully shot, and it's just a wonderful story of a man looking for his, probably his life's achievement.
I assume it's not going to be like Grizzly Man, depending on what you're steering us here. I like that.
No.
So that Pictures of His Life.
See, shows about the connection between the American Jewish community and black during the civil rights and there's a movement. And there's actually a Canadian connection. This man, Paul Saltzman, who lives in Toronto, is going to be on the Q&A, and he will tell you about how he interacted with them. And by the way, when you go on to these, to the website and buy a ticket, it'll show you that there's a Q&A, live Q&As for some of them, and recorded Q&As for most of these films.
And that's Shared Legacies, is that right?
Yeah. And also, I want to tell you that we have a free, we have a take-back thing. We've made a connection with two food banks in the city, and when you buy a ticket, you have the option to donate $3 to two different food banks, because there are people who are sorely hurting.
Wonderful. Giving back and giving so much with all these wonderful films. And
we also have a free, on the 31st of October, Halloween Day, we have three free films. And if you go on our website and connect, you can get a ticket for a free film. The three of them are wonderful films.
Three free films on October 31st. That is worth remembering. And everything you need to take part is available at tjff.com. That's tjff.com. And the Toronto Jewish Film Festival begins part two tomorrow and runs through Sunday, November 1st. TJFF founder and artistic director Helen Zuckerman, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Very helpful.
You're welcome, Mark. Thanks for having me.
We really do appreciate it. You're with The Oasis.